Hello, hello, this is Jabari's Wisdom, and today we're going to be talking about Mandarin Oriental.
So, this is Felicity. You know, Felicity, this is your first time in a podcast. How do you feel?
I'm feeling unsettled.
Nice. That's a common characteristic of people doing their first podcast. So we're talking about Mandarin oranges, and I forgot why they're called Mandarin oranges, so I'm not going to bring that up again. You have a, whatever this thing is?
Persimmon.
Which is?
It's a fruit that looks like it's a cross between a tomato and a tiny pumpkin.
Yeah.
They're usually orange. There are two different, families of it, I guess. There's fuyu and a different kind. So they're different shapes, and when you bite into them, it tastes different. You can also cut them up like apples.
Wait, what do you mean they taste different? What? What do they taste like?
Fruit.
Okay, fruit tastes different. There's citrus fruits. There's more sweet fruits. There's more of like a mild fruit. Like a pear tastes completely different from an apple.
The persimmon is an edible fruit of a number of species of trees in the genus Diospyros.
That did not help in any way.
The most widely cultivated of these is the Asian or Japanese persimmon, Diospyros khaki. Oof. Is it family? Nope. What's it taste like?
You can tell me. You've ate it before.
At peak, it will taste sweet, mild, and rich.
That doesn't help. those are just words.
Shut up. Some people have described it as honey-like.
Honey?
The texture does depend on what kind of persimmon it is. But here, it is telling me it's similar to that of an apricot.
Okay.
And the skin is a bit tougher than an apple's.
Wait, do you eat it like an apple?
Yeah, you just... Did you want to try it?
Yeah, I want to bite. Yeah, but then my teeth would have touched your precious persimmon.
I can also cut it up. Bless you.
Wait, did you not wash this?
Yes. You wash it and you eat it.
This looks pretty dry to me.
Dry? What?
You did not... How long ago did you wash this?
Okay, eat this.
Oh, whoa.
So,
hi.
We're already doing a podcast.
Huh?
We're already doing a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Join us.
So you can sit down. I didn't invite him.
Okay.
Yet.
Wait. I will invite him.
He's not going to sit with us. He's not wearing pink, and it's Wednesday.
That makes no sense.
Did you want me to...
Oh, I'm getting hard.
My...
I ate some of...
God. Why would you eat the leaf?
Alright, I'm
gonna
go meet Shinosuke.
Wait, did you call Shinosuke?
Yeah, we're supposed to meet at the rack.
Why at the rack?
Because we're about to play table tennis.
Okay. I see how it is.
It's Sophie's birthday!
You had a knife this whole time?
I literally offered and you kept talking!
Oh my...
Are we doing something for Sophie's birthday? Because I can just tell him to come here instead.
I mean, is he
not now.
There?
No, he's heading there.
Oh. So then you may as well head over there too. If anything, we can tell you guys what the plans are, because I'm not sure. Did you want to taste it?
I'm good.
Okay, so I'm going to explain it to you guys, what this tastes like.
A tiny, tiny piece?
So this is the weirdest thing.
don't eat that. Don't eat that. Don't eat that.
I'm not going to eat this. I just don't
I will, though.
So imagine a pumpkin. You know how pumpkins taste?
Not a pumpkin.
Before you even bite it.
Two hands.
Imagine tasting the taste of a pumpkin pie for only... like a millisecond, and then it immediately goes to type of honey, and then immediately goes to like an apple, and then it's just like
fruit.
No, not fruit. What's the flavor?
Sweet.
Wait, but you taste that pumpkin, right?
Yeah, I feel like you might have been right.
See,
I got the apple part.
See, see.
You think it tastes like a pumpkin?
Oh, and then it ends with sweet potato. That's it.
Ew.
It starts pumpkin for a split second, then it goes like to like an apple, and then like sweet potato, and it's just like that's it.
That's not how it is at all. You think it tastes a bit like a pumpkin because you look at it and you're like, oh my god, a pumpkin. So you already have that subconscious.
You don't realize how good my taste buds are.
Incorrect.
I could have been a chef.
I don't trust you.
I literally could have been a chef.
Oh my god.
What happened, huh? Freaking stuck with computers. Can't make anything out of computers, can you?
Oh, that's what you think.
What, computer stew?
Hours.
Okay.
But by the time you come here, we'll be going to class. That's the awkward part.
Yeah, that is true. So I guess 7?
Yeah. And we're still doing the math study.
Okay, are you still doing, are you in the podcast right now?
Yeah.
This is in the podcast?
Yeah, this is in the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Just so they know, like, you know,
well, the
life.
So, I mean, I have to practice.
Okay.
See
you. Wait, did you get a haircut?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
you
see?
Did, ding.
Notice how I noticed that.
I thought it was apparent. No? Okay.
See, no, it, to him, it's only apparent if, like, someone like him with his hair got a haircut.
Oh.
What do you mean? I used to get a hair... I'm black. What?
Bye.
Yeah.
Would you like more of the not
yes.
pumpkin?
It literally tastes like pumpkin.
It is not
Wait,
a pumpkin. You think
I'll
it tastes like pumpkin?
Perfectly describe this to the audience so they don't have to eat it ever.
Ever? No. I suggest tasting everything at least once in your life. Lick the carpet. Why not?
Like, there's something else. There's like a hint of something. I taste the pumpkin apple in the pear. Maybe it's pear.
Pear.
Yeah, there it is.
I've heard pear.
But it's only pear for like, if there's an undertone of pear. But the rest of it, like the main taste, is a very sugary sweet potato.
What's the name of the main rat in Ratatouille?
A rat?
Yeah, in Ratatouille.
I don't know. The last time I watched Ratatouille is when it was in theaters.
Oh my God. Are you went to theaters for Ratatouille? What?
Whatever. It's a good movie. It's one of the best animated movies of all time.
2007.
See,
Remy.
Notice how
you
I said
like
everything
Remy.
About 2007? 2007 was literally the best year of all time.
That was the last
literally.
Year you ever existed.
It was such a
that's
good year.
The last
and that's
you
the
were
reason
ever
why
relevant.
We had a recession the no. year after. Because it was such a good year.
Yeah, because
look,
the mentality
search
of
up
America.
Literally any entertainment and see what happened in that entertainment category in 2007.
America's mentality just went downhill and has stayed downhill since that.
No, 2015 was pretty good for music.
Music only.
Yeah.
What are you, part of the Bureau of Music?
Yeah, music was pretty good. Because that's when trap rap started becoming popular, which meant rap in general became popular. So we didn't have to listen to, like, you know, that pop crap. But not, like, pop crap. I meant, like you know, like, it was like house music. Like, you know LMFAO? How they just became irrelevant now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's all that pop was back then. It was just house music.
Yeah.
Sucked.
Guess what year Cars came out?
Probably 2000 crap. I know it was
close.
It's in that area. It must be, I know it's either 2007 or afterward, but there's no way it's before 2010. I mean, there's no way it's after 2010, I mean.
There we go. Okay. 2006.
Dang! 2006?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I watched it in... Wait, how late 2006? Because I watched the DVD...
So
yeah,
mid.
See, okay. Because when I watched it, it was on DVD. Isn't it crazy? DVD used to be a relevant thing.
And
like, how many years ago? Yeah.
It's because Apple is the most common one and all the MacBooks and other BS.
Apple?
Don't have
it's not because of that. It's because of freaking Netflix. Oh,
okay.
Oh, wait, you're right.
Yeah.
Wait, full apology. I take it all back.
Yeah, you're better. I know what I'm talking
take
about.
Take it all back.
I act dumb because I am. But sometimes
thanks.
I don't
okay,
about.
Okay,
no
yeah.
Problem. All right, let's see what's another movie. Toy Story 4 came out last year.
Which is crazy. Have you watched that?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah.
But was it good?
I cried.
Okay, that's every Pixar movie.
Have you seen Planes?
No. LOL?
2013.
Never.
Who wouldn't want to watch it? It's made by the... What is it?
I didn't even like Cars. I barely like Cars.
You didn't like it?
It wasn't even that good. It really wasn't.
I can't believe this was 2013. Where was I?
Literally the only good Pixar movies.
2003, Finding Nemo. 2001, Monsters, Inc.
Wait, Finding Nemo came out before Monsters?
No, 2001 was Monsters, Inc.
Okay. I was about to say.
Finding Nemo was 2003.
Okay.
Dory was the year...
That was actually pretty okay. It wasn't amazing, but it was pretty okay.
Do you remember A Bug's Life?
Yeah, I love that movie.
1998.
Yeah, I know.
That's an old...
Yeah, have you seen it? Have you watched
what?
It since? It looks old.
Toy Story, it says
95. That's the thing about CGI. It ages quick. That's
it
why
looks
homemade 2D animation, not homemade, but like, you know, like drawn to the animation that is timeless, which is why they should have never redid Lion King, They should have never redid freaking whatever the other one is.
Everything else.
Because it was homemade. It was like 2D animation.
So he's like,
which is time. No, she's talking to someone.
She's here. She's catching
yes.
up.
Yes. She's catching up with a friend.
Finding Dory 2016. Mm. I like Coco.
I never watched that one.
You should watch.
Of course you like Coco.
Are you like, being racist?
No.
What?
What do you mean? That's like me saying
music,
like...
Music, my dude. Who
yeah,
doesn't
sure,
like
sure,
it?
Sure.
What? I'm gonna like... I'm not Mexican.
Still, that's like me saying like... I don't know. Like, oh man, I like rap. Like, what? Oh, okay.
No.
What's new?
It's not the same thing.
I'm gonna wait to see what you're gonna say about it.
They're not gonna say anything because they're
the
useless. They don't interact
that's
with my podcast.
That's when everything went downhill. No, that's the only time I'll
actually,
agree
I liked the first how many minutes of B-movie. It was only when he met the girl that it went downhill.
They tried to connect the girl.
When the girl, like the girl he fell in love with, that was when it went downhill. Because it turned into like...
The human?
Whatever. The human? Was she not a girl?
Oh. She was a woman, okay?
Okay. Whatever.
To say hi.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's right. You're going to figure out the...
Dragon thing.
Oh yeah, this is the second time you made like the quickest of cameos inside a podcast. Just,
oh,
that was Lizzie, by the way.
Oh, hi everybody.
Yep.
I'm just the friend that appears and then disappears and then reappears again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I forgot about that movie or show or well, it was a movie first.
Oh my gosh.
Would
you like a piece?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Bye. You want to see a seed?
Sure. That's small.
Yeah. Did you want more?
Hey, sure. See, okay, so the persimmon, my rating out of fruits, I give it like a solid C. Like, I don't know if I would get it again.
That's...
Unless someone else gave it to me. Like, it's not bad enough where I'd be like, oh, I don't want it. No, you eat it. It's yours. It's yours. You take it. You just gave me the biggest of slices.
That's only like... Not even here.
I barely saw you even eat it.
Sticker. I've eaten it.
I feel like I've eaten more of this persimmon than you have.
I have a lot of these. Besides, if anything, I can just raid my neighbor's backyard. They've got trees of this stuff.
This tastes like a fruit that comes from a tree.
Why? I'm sorry, do other ones taste like dirt?
No, the other ones just taste like a fruit. Like, oh man, I don't know where they come from. But this one, it tastes like exactly what I think it comes from. Like, I feel like I could walk down a forest and just see a persimmon, pick it, and eat it. And it would taste exactly
you
like this.
Walk through forests and eat the trees.
Where do strawberries like, yeah. come from?
Strawberries come out of the ground.
See? No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Wait, do they?
Yes, they do. Oh, my God. They grow out of the ground. It's like a bush.
Yeah, that's what
kind
I thought.
Like
I thought
a
they were
small
a bush.
Little bush. They come out of the ground, and then they hang out, and then they grow.
Have you seen a time lapse of strawberries? Growing?
Yes.
It's nasty.
You're nasty. Have you seen how blueberries grow? Do you know
no.
how they grow?
I don't...
Short little trees. They keep them short so it's easier to pick them.
Well.
So they're not bushes, but they're like little trees.
Well, the more you know.
Let's see what else.
Did you know that...
Obviously carrots are literally in the ground. Potatoes, literally in the ground.
I know, because they're a root. That's the difference between a vegetable and a fruit.
Cucumbers, how do they grow?
They are a fruit because
they
have
grow?
Seeds. So there's, it's like
out
a
of the ground. Oh my God.
Everything grows out of the ground. What fruit doesn't?
Then everything
what
tastes
plant
like dirt.
Grows out of the sky? Like what? No, but the difference is fruits are supposed to be sweet, so then animals will eat them and then poop out the seeds somewhere random.
I'm sorry.
A
animals
vegetable, however,
is
just a
foods.
Root. That's why it tastes like it. Animals don't eat bitter. Have you seen what birds eat?
Seeds?
And fruit. Have you heard of a parrot?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, bears.
A bear's a parrot? Bears are birds?
Bears
okay.
eat fruits and nuts and seeds.
But bear eats fruit. What?
All bears, you dink.
How can they eat fruit? Their mouth is huge. They're eating seeds
eat
and, or leaves and everything with it.
They pick at it. You know they can, it's, yes, like this, but they have lips, too.
See a bear using his lips to pick out fruit?
Yes!
That's impossible.
They
no.
also have, like, a whole hand.
No, their hands can't crush like we can. They can just slap.
They don't do this. They don't slap.
falling out of the can.
Can't wait till you get slapped by a bear.
I'll beat the bear up. I dare a bear.
Bears eat. Did you know that during their hibernation, they don't poop or pee?
Makes sense. Like, they're sleeping.
Black bears are very opportunistic eaters. Most of the diet consists of grasses, roots, berries, and insects. They'll also eat fish and mammals, including carrion, and easily develop a taste for human foods and garbage.
Oh, I thought you were going to say flesh.
No, human foods and garbage. Which is why... So bears are very...
Stupid.
Gentle creatures. The only dumbasses are the ones that actually approach them and feed them. Have you heard that one story of the mother that put honey on her child's hand and then, you know, like, wanted to take a picture of the bear licking the honey out of the kid's hand, but the bear bit the kid's hand?
Just bit? Didn't bite it off? Only bit.
I mean, probably. It bit at the kid's hand. Obviously, the kid was traumatized, and they had to kill the bear.
Ooh.
Whose fault? The mother's. Yeah. Did you want more?
Yeah, that's why, sure. That's why I say we should just kill all animals, you know?
I feel
it would save
like
it from happening.
You're a stupid human. Also, where do we get our meat from? Each other?
We have vegetables. I've never seen a vegetable bite a kid.
Oh my god. Not how it works.
What were you about to say?
I don't remember because you talked too much.
Crap, what was I about to say? Man, I forgot.
With the exception of polar bears, every species of bear eats some type of plant, berry, or insect daily.
Which makes sense, because polar bears have nothing but snow.
Who doesn't want to eat snow?
You don't eat snow, you drink it.
You don't drink snow?
Because it melts in your mouth.
You can still eat it. You chew it, which in that process, it melts, and then you swallow. You're not drinking. You've already chewed it up.
You don't. Who chews snow? What?
Who doesn't? People who bite their ice cream?
Yeah, okay, but they're trolling. Okay. They don't actually do
nope.
that.
People
they're literally
actually bite their ice cream.
No, but you don't bite ice cream, then chew it.
Yes,
I can understand
you do.
Biting it and then, you know, letting it slurp down.
Ew.
Yeah.
What kind of ice cream are you eating?
Wait.
Popsicles?
Yeah, you
bite
just
it.
You just and then you go and then it goes down.
That's not
you
how you
chew.
It at all.
Who chews ice cream? What?
Who doesn't?
You chew ice cream.
It hurts, yeah, but why not? There are certain popsicles that you can chew, like the Milona bars. I recommend the
I've
honeydew
never
flavored
heard
ones.
That in my life.
The Milona ones? Like, you
wait,
can
are those
buy them
the
at H-Mart. They're
like the hoopy
rectangle
ones.
Yeah.
Rectangle.
What the fuck?
Wait, but are they like, some of them are like a nice, like, what's it called? Like a smooth orange color and like a smooth green. Like a lime kind of. Not No, lighter than a lime. Like that jacket, even though they can't hear see it.
It matches my shoe, by the way. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, like this color.
Oh, my God.
Exactly like that color. How many shoes do you have?
A lot. I'm currently only wearing one pair of my shoes. It's like I'm a caterpillar.
What's your size?
You're not stealing my shoes from me.
I'll give you mine.
No, I don't want your next shoes.
I swear I'm eating more of this than you are. Oh. Well,
you can't have any more now, can you?
What is that? It's like a taste in there. What? It's
how
only
long,
been 19 minutes.
How long do they are they usually?
Like an hour.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they used to be shorter, but then they got longer and longer and longer.
You hear yourself speak for an hour because I can't even speak for 5 minutes.
Oh, I re-listen to my podcast all the time. I'm probably 90% of the views.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Screw. That's why I'm like, screw the freaking audience. They're not sharing, so it's just me. It's up to me to make the
view. You can't insult your audience if you're making it for them or you're just making it.
I'm not making it for them. Screw them. I make it for myself, and then I want them to share it for me. Not for them, for me. If they care about me, they would do it. That's what I'm flipping the standard. See, usually entertainment is for other people, but now it's for me.
You're just entertaining yourself.
Yeah, and I want other people to entertain me by giving me views.
There's a healthier way of doing that. It's called sitting in front of a mirror and talking to yourself.
But the problem is, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
And you don't know what you're going to do here? That's because you drag other people into it.
No, like if I tell you, You should go and just jump out the window.
I would definitely do it.
It would be funny, but I can't predict what would happen afterward. That's what makes it entertaining.
You'd also incite a suicide, so.
That's not suicide. That's not that high.
It's a two-story.
There's a tree right there. It would slow you down.
I would jump.
And it wouldn't be suicide. Wait, would it? If I told you to do it, it wouldn't be suicide. It would just be you being dumb. But would it be murder? What would it be? What would count?
Instead of a suicide, can be. Depends what your defense is in court.
No, what if...
Can be claimed.
But then I could be like, she didn't know she was going to die. I didn't know she was going to die.
That has never held up in court.
But I've never been in court to hold it up.
Okay.
I would be able to hold it up.
How do I repair my ripped jeans?
You don't. That's trendy now.
No, like, it's like way too ripped. So now it's just like an actual hole, and that's uncomfortable.
Have you seen those pants where it's like the whole
thing gross.
Is? Yeah, I saw that like a year ago.
Up in their thigh, all the way down.
Yeah, it's just
a
hole.
Like, that's not. You may as well have worn.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was like, what
nothing?
The heck? Like, just wear shorts at that point. Why even wear the
in
pants?
In winter, I don't understand.
Oh no, they're coming back.
That's fine.
They're about to ruin our precious 2v2 podcast or 1v1 podcast.
2v2. We can make it a 2v2.
Oh, dang. True.
Imagine not being able to think as fast as
imagine not being a gamer, not understanding my reference.
I know exactly what it means.
Imagine buying a lifetime membership to a gaming whatever it's called and then not going there once.
Is specifically just for gamers?
Yeah.
Have you heard of sports people?
No.
Athletes?
Gamers stole that.
Incorrect.
I mean,
yeah,
they don't know what
to take
it back.
No, nope, you said to everybody you've heard it here
take
first.
It back.
Gamer stole it.
Anyway, go back to what I said in the first place. No. Go back to what I said. How are you going to buy a lifetime membership to a game, whatever it's called, and not go there
because
once?
Because I'm not the only one who's going to go.
Okay.
We can take Sophie there.
For her birthday. She wants to be a gamer for her birthday. Okay. Okay. You tell her. You could be the one to ask her. Like, hey, I have a brilliant place to go for your birthday. A game room.
Yeah, why not?
And not a game arcade, people. It's one of those places, what are they called? Those game where they have just a bunch of like gaming PCs. What are they called?
Esports.
An esports cafe? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Internet Cafe, Land Center.
Yeah.
Okay, the inside looks super cool. I walked in because the windows are blocked off, and I saw bright colors.
You don't want gamers to see
the outside
world.
So I walked in, and I saw a bunch of bright colors on all the computers. It was pretty. And then I bought a membership.
You know what else is pretty?
It's cheap, and it's $10 for
the going to the Smithsonian for free.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
You can go to the Smithsonian every day for free. Bunch of colors there.
You know what they could be?
You know what it is? It's called
there?
Art. Can you see that?
You know what isn't free there?
What?
The ride there.
What ride?
The ride there. Where are you going to park, huh?
Oh, you walk.
So what, are you going to walk all the way to D.C.?
It's not that far. It's only 20 miles away. Yeah. That's a day walk. Some people do way more. Some people run that.
My oldest brother did 20 miles in a little over 3 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. He said he felt like dying. You know.
What is that? Over 3 hours. That's a mile of something minutes.
Gotta be fast.
I used to run.
And then you realized how useless you are.
No, then I realized my chest hurt when I ran.
That's because you're not, you know, breathing correctly.
No, that's because I was moving when I ran.
Yeah,
on that treadmill, I would put it all the way up, run for half a mile.
A treadmill? Who runs on treadmills? It's so boring.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
What are you doing? What? Are you chasing yourself?
No,
your
I'm just,
shadow? Huh? Is
yeah,
that it?
Yeah.
You running from your shadow? Is
whoa.
That it?
Gabe went to the rack.
What?
Gabe went to the rack.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god.
Are you not going to tell him that you're here? He thought you were there.
Yeah, that's a problem. So he was in the half, so I went there. Then he went to the back, so we talked about it, then we called it off, so I said sorry, Gabe.
Wow.
Yeah, I was waiting for him.
Do you want a squishy fruit?
Oh, you missed out on having a persimmon. Are you having a persimmon before?
You can have the rest of it.
So, I'll give you a quick run through what it tastes like. So, have you had pumpkin pie before?
I knew this taste.
He's had persimmon.
Yeah. Oh, you had persimmon. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, I'm not really either. I give it a C. That's what I'm saying.
It's not bad. But
exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. So, like, if someone gave it to me, I'd eat it. But I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it.
Yes, you would. Shut up.
No, I would not. Never. If I'm going to buy a fruit,
okay,
I'm going to buy a pomegranate.
If the store were like, would you like this? You'd be like, yeah, sure.
I actually don't know if I would...
Just like,
because that was going to be my thing. Like, an A would be I would go to the store and buy it every time. That's an A class fruit.
Shut up. He's trying to nap.
No, I just forgot.
Yeah, shut up. He's trying to wake up.
Go back to sleep.
A B class fruit would be something like, if it were there for free. Like, if they had, like, just a...
What is the example?
Oh, I'm saying, like, an example of an A. Like a nectarine. A pear. Like, I would buy a pear. Strawberries. Grapes.
Strawberries are
grapes expensive. Are A-tier because I would buy grapes. Like, I would go out of my way to buy. Exactly. That's why they're A-tier.
For digestion. Did you know we can hold up to 10 pounds of shit in our, you know, intestines? Should I not have said it like that? We can hold up to 10 pounds of poop in our belly.
Well, how does that help me in any way? What did I gain from knowing that?
Because...
Oh, I can weigh myself? Like, oh, I can still store some more. Like,
ew. Like, no, because grapes help with digestion and flushing yourself out. They help with cleaning all that
stuff. I thought that's what fiber's for.
Yeah.
Yeah, wood pulp.
Wood?
Yeah, wood pulp. Is that what fiber basically is?
Wood?
Wood pulp. Yeah.
Is there wood in fruits?
Leaves? Do fruits have fiber? Leaves are wood, I guess, technically. Yeah, I would say leaves are wood.
Leaves are not wood.
Technically.
They're leaves.
They're the same stuff. They're made of the same stuff.
So you're going to try and tell me Leafeon is actually a tree?
Who?
Leafeon?
Who's Leafeon?
The leaf type, the grass type evolution of...
Oh, you're talking about some Pokemon. I don't play Pokemon. I haven't played Pokemon in years.
I have never played it either.
You've never played it at all?
I've never played it.
Have you played Pokemon Shinosuke?
Yeah, once when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, about the same time. Because I had like the Game Boy, not the Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy.
And, I didn't play Game Boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
the
on
the, just like the, I had the
yeah, it's just
one.
It's green and it's just blip. I mean, they know what I'm saying. They
I had the Game Boy color. It wasn't mine, it was my brother's, but whenever they got it, you know, taken away from them because they weren't obeying or like they had to do chores or whatever,
yeah.
I would take it so I could play.
Dang.
And then I don't know where it is.
I don't know where my Game Boy is. Yeah, I miss
that.
Because
like
on the Game Boy, I had the freaking Pikachu edition. Pokemon Pikachu edition where the Pikachu followed you around and that was your first Pokemon and everything. That was the best one.
Who wouldn't like...
Who keeps saying that? When they played, it's like they keep saying one of them was the best.
Oh yeah, because it's the first one, yeah. But like, Pikachu Yellow was objectively the best one.
Yeah.
Because it was literally just the first one, except you had Pikachu now. So you don't have to fight for Pikachu. He's just with you at all times, of the day. And then you could turn around and it'd be like, and say like hello, and smile. But in like a scratchy Game Boy
version.
I mean, not with the extra sounds he puts, but yeah.
It did. Like, well, if you talk back to Pikachu, it did like the scratchiest noises.
I'm talking about the name of the game.
Yeah, Pikachu, Pokemon Yellow. Yeah. Or Yellow Edition, I mean.
I've never heard it.
Yeah. I think it was Red and Blue. Those were like the original ones. And Yellow came out like quickly, like fairly after.
Where is
I had Ruby. I don't know which Game Boy that was for. Have you played Ruby Edition? That one was okay.
Who are you talking to?
Anyone.
Yeah, no, I've never played. Wait.
Then after that, I stopped. And then everyone was getting their DSs, and I was late to the DS, and I got the DSi.
I don't know what that means.
The DSi had a camera. That's why it's called the Eye. Yeah.
Eye, yeah, so like the camera. Eye spies on it.
Yeah.
Government.
No, it's the Japanese, actually. That's how I first met Shinosuke, actually. He was my keeper.
Then you should leave.
I was like, hey, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm Shinosuke. The DSi?
Don't
when did the DSi come out?
I'm just curious, when was that? Because I didn't play DSi, that was like when I was 4, right?
Five? There's no way the DS came out then.
Okay.
The DS came out like when I was like in the...
Keep in mind, he's like 4 years younger than you. Or three.
No, he's not. He's only like two.
I don't know.
Or three.
Two.
99, 97. Oh, dang. Nice. You're a 90s kid.
That was not right.
He doesn't count.
Yeah, he can.
He
counts.
Barely had any like.
You're, if you're if you have a nine in your name or in your year, you're a 90s kid, 100%, every time.
Yeah, you don't respect me. He's made me speak for as long as the thing has been running.
How long is this?
Oh, this is a podcast.
Yeah, 30 minutes. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good podcast, you know.
We've discussed. We began with these fruits, which I don't know if they're mandarins.
Oh wait, have you tried
I
the persimmon?
That is not a persimmon.
No, not this one. This.
No.
Okay, I'll give you a quick run through.
Oh god.
Because I love it. So, right when you bite, imagine DSI.
Yeah.
Dang. Imagine a pumpkin pie.
Got you. Incorrect. Incorrect.
Like, you know the crust of pumpkin pie with a little bit of sliver of pumpkin on it?
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like immediately.
That's what we ate.
Okay.
Have you had one?
No,
yeah, so I'm allowing her to taste it in her imagination. So immediately pumpkin.
No, I've had it, but I haven't had like the whole chunk of persimmon.
So pumpkin pie sliver. Immediately. Then it goes like to apple taste. Like, you know that sugary kind of apple? Like, not the skin. The inside of an apple. Like, then immediately it turns slightly to pear, and then it just tastes like freaking sweet potato afterwards. Just
you see how you lost her and how she like doesn't care anymore?
But you forget that her background processes are calculating it.
Why? Because she's a doppelganger? She's the 2.0?
No. That's how, like, if I told Shinosuke right now, you know, I'm actually a... See? Now his background process is like, what is he? And he's freaking out.
No, I just wanted to say a lot of things that wouldn't be appropriate for, you know, whoever's listening.
No, it's appropriate. There's no censorship on my podcast.
Did you just squeeze
this? I figured that out today. I just punched it.
Okay, I'll see you at your time.
There are Fuyu persimmons and Hatsuya persimmons.
Okay.
They're like, you have to be careful, like, of when they're ripe or when they're not. Because if they're not ripe, it's going to leave that weird, like, dry... like extra texture in your mouth.
Oh yeah, I didn't get that.
If they're overripe, it's too...
Well,
it's like a water balloon.
Are nectarines peaches without the fur, basically?
Yeah, they're hairless peaches.
I like the most unripe...
white nectarines.
...nectarines I can get. Like, where they're hard, like where I crunch it.
Why?
Because I like the crunch. I only like fruit that crunches. Well, orange is okay, because they have a... I don't even know if I can open. Look how much it's. Yeah, look at you flinch. I saw that flinch. Hi, I was trying to play it off.
My elbow.
That's your fault. That's karma.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay.
I can flinch. I'm allowed to flinch. Because at least I didn't play it off.
Indirect murder. How was I going to play it off?
You played it off.
You've actually thrown shit at me.
I don't. No. I defended myself.
10 pounds of it.
She has an obsession with poop.
No, I don't.
Yeah, she was giving us poop facts.
I
started
poop
facts. What did I have to do with poop?
Just with the grapes. And then it just went downhill.
That's all I said. I just said, like, oh, grapes are it. I didn't finish my tier.
Nope, it went downhill.
What is the topic of this podcast?
There is no topic, which is
But anyway, let me go back.
We're going to have to restart this
thing. An A-tier fruit is something I would buy. Like, I would buy a fruit.
Wait, have you been here this whole time?
No, he just got back here, like maybe 10 minutes ago.
He doesn't want people to know what he sounds
like. A B-tier fruit, I say a B-tier is like if someone is like, hey, we got fruit on the table, grab one if you want, and like you have like A-tier fruit with it.
They did that, but they're like, no, we have cookies.
What?
I have to sneeze.
Who are you talking? What?
Them!
There's no one there! Are you crazy? What the heck?
The people that are always there.
Jeez. We just caught her. We literally just caught her. She's a what do they call it? Schizophrenic? Where you see people or you hear voices and see people.
I'm slightly schizo.
I have the, what's it called? I only have the, what's it called? Truman Show disorder, whatever it's called? I only have that slightly.
Where you constantly think you're in a talk show?
No, where I constantly think like someone's kind of watching, basically.
Oh yeah, no, I have that. Would you, not you! You've touched all of my fruits.
I used to think, like, you know how you can have textured walls?
Oh,
white bird?
Just give me one. You're gonna do this in front of the audience to show me how much of a douche you are?
I am.
Just give me one.
Proud to be an asshole. Bitch!
Look what you did.
Oh, okay. He said he was coming like 40 minutes ago.
So yeah, he did. And then he left.
Oh yeah, I saw
him.
He
was meeting that one. And then this one appeared here and he's like, yeah.
Just give me a slice.
No, we're not.
Just a one slice, please. Thank you.
Gotcha.
So what was I gonna say?
Well, I saw him out the window, but...
Oh yeah, you know how you have textured walls? Like on your house? Like paint. Textured walls. That used to be the trendy thing to have textured walls.
This face doesn't mean... I don't know what you're talking about. Continue to explain. It means okay. Just go on.
A textured wall is basically a wall with bumps. Bumpy. Like it's like... look. That's all I can describe it.
Aww.
Wait, do you know what a textured wall is?
Yeah, it's a wall that has texture.
Thank you. Like it's like everywhere.
Yeah, the prickly.
Exactly. See, she knew what I meant. Thank you.
I only know textured ceilings. If you live in a place with textured walls, get out because that's a prison. That's not.
Whatever. Wait, are my walls textured? I don't know, but I don't remember. I just know something's textured, and I used to think each one of those little dots were like was a camera.
The circles.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I have then.
Does it look like Clark Kent? I don't know who I am.
Did you know that isn't a calyx seen as being dumb in Japan?
Do you even know what a calyx is?
Yeah, I have one. Obviously, you can't see it now because I have the thing, but it's like right here, where the hair goes in the opposite direction as all the rest. Because I used to, like, when I brush my hair this way, there would just be hair that goes that way.
Someone's watching The Office.
Or they're playing The
Parks
Office.
And Rec.
That's The Office.
Yeah, it's just them playing on the piano.
Oh. I forgot there was a piano. It's already 30-some minutes, and I don't know what to talk about.
That's your fault. You should just know. Like, I could just talk. I can bring up something.
Okay.
I was about to say, like, pianos. Piano is probably one of the most, I would say, like, one of those instruments that you're just impressed that they play. But I feel like the most unimpressive instrument out of all of them. Even worse than the... No. Because that's impressive. If someone's playing the spoons well, you're like, dang. But the one that's just...
Who is impressed by spoons?
Have you seen someone play the spoons well?
You just talk to random people.
Oh, nice. See, aren't spoons impressive?
They are. Yeah. The piano is very hard to choose both sides of your brain.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the piano is like
in bass and treble claps all the time, which stops because you have to differentiate between one of those on both ranges. Mm-hmm. And have to tell between, and then your keys can be
on
two different things. And that happens.
And then it's like different, you have different patterns on each hand.
You
have
different patterns so that they don't all line up.
Mm-hmm.
See ya.
Bye-bye. That's why I could never play the piano, because that's hard. Like playing like one thing like on one hand and then a completely different pattern on the other.
I tried teaching myself the piano. That was fun.
But I still say the most unimpressive instrument, I don't care what anyone says, is the guitar.
Your face.
The guitar is like face. Anyone
what
can play it.
What do you have
it.
Against Hispanic people? Love. The entire culture. What is wrong with you? We were talking about, you know, like Disney and Pixar movies. We were talking about movies earlier, right? Like, you know, the ones that are targeted for kids. And I was like, I brought up Coco. And I was like, I like Coco. And he goes, of course you like Coco. And I was like, the fuck do you mean by that?
Anyway, ignoring that.
No, not ignoring.
Can you guys, what is wrong with you? Okay, I'll go back to you. It's a guitar. Like, all you need to know is chords.
Communications.
That's more interesting. I started teaching me sign language. I think it's like,
I only know computer.
I only know
like,
hello.
Cool. Yeah, ASL, American.
And then there's good.
And then there's also
bad.
Like,
I mean, like
I forgot. Fuck you.
British. Sign.
I thought that's.
I know how to.
Every country does that.
I'm joking.
No. I thought they
there's
do that in.
Ways. This means F you.
Yeah, in Italy or something. But I thought the next thing is like in Spain or something like that.
What is up with you in Spanish speaking countries? Learn about it. Actually, learn.
Give me my laptop.
He spilled orange juice on it.
Did you actually?
No, I spilled orange juice. Where's the orange juice?
He wiped it off. He sacrificed his clean.
No. That is not the full story. of what happened.
Story.
I went to grab an orange, like any human being would.
No. He went to
and then she
it
went and squished her, the orange
you
in, my
like
hand.
This, in my hand. So, to it, so
in
my
hand. In your hand.
Naturally, I went to bite his hand.
Because she, like, she it's saw that the.
Like,
no,
the
she was.
Audience can't see any of this.
I mean, biting the hand would make sense because you don't want to, like, waste the orange juice. So you're.
Bite the. Ew! That's not how you bite it. That's how bears eat berries off, okay?
Have you ever Bart the Bear?
You see how everyone laughed because you
good.
Were talking?
That means I have no background audio.
You should have stayed asleep.
Do you remember Brother Bear? Anyone? Brother Bear?
Who doesn't?
That was a good movie. Had a black guy in it. That's why I remember, yeah, that's why I watched it. You were a little kid? I was like, dang, that could have been me. Because I was the same age as that kid when he was like being the little kid bear. I was like, that could have been me. Did you know that Ariana Grande was literally rich before she became like anything? Just shows the rich stays rich. The rich stays rich. So that's probably the end of the podcast. Now remember that, kids. The rich stays rich, and I need you. I need you guys. Can you stop showing politics? Stop spreading politics into my podcast. Do you mind?
Eat the rich.
Anyway, so I'm about to end
it
right now.
And burn the poor.
What?
How rich stays rich.
Yeah, the rich stays rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is. But see, that's the strategy. If I become super rich, then I can be so rich that I make rich.
The proper mentality is that you eat the rich and you burn the poor.
No, the proper mentality is that you want to be so rich that you're the only person who could be rich again. Like, if I become a trillionaire, I just ruin the scales of everything. It's genius. So, I'm going to end it on that. Remember, kids, make me a trillionaire by sharing this to every single person you possibly know. If you don't, you're literally useless. Never watch my podcast again. I'm not joking. Don't watch it again if you're not going to share. Goodbye. Don't talk to me again. Unless you do share, then you're pretty cool. I'll remember you for the rest of my life. When I'm a trillionaire, I'll make sure you're part of the 1%. Thanks again, but not to you who's not sharing. Bye.